out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible sees a problem with marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida.
Survey says
the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east.
Yay.
4 o'clock here in the Lord's country.
Fuck you!
If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams for you 24/7, or you've gone and downloaded us from iTunes or Stitcher, crabdiving.com, all those fucking apps that are out there that download podcasts. We're probably in there.
Hello, fucking apps.
The crabs have spread.
Yummy.
And thanks to those that do.
Oh, yes. We're relevant.
I mean us.
Oh, yes.
Not the other crabs. Don't spread the crabs if you've got the other ones. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours slinging e-turds at the right. Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And what up, racist fucking America?
I like to have children.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Okay, first of all, horrible terrorist attack in Barcelona.
Yeah,
it's all over the news, et cetera, et cetera. Not much more to say about it. And nothing drives me crazier. Nothing sends me away from the news faster than something like this.
Yes.
Because any kind of disaster or any kind of breaking, you know, any big story.
Breaking news, baby.
Because it like a plane crash or something horrible. Because it invariably just goes on forever. And they have no new information.
What do you mean?
For hours.
You don't like listening to Don Lemon on CNN while they show B-rolls of water?
Right.
Sitting there just spouting.
Here's
off
a different section of water.
Here's how you cover a plane crash. That's horrific. It's horrible. Whatever. What are you going to say about it?
Barcelona, yeah. So there was a horrible horrible terrorist attack there. And fuck terrorists.
Oh, yeah.
Of all ilk.
Fuck you, terrorists.
Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out and everything, and follow us on the Twitter.
That's right, Pat.
Join our communities online. Respect my authority.
What? We have a longtime listener, supporter of the show. When did this person change their name on Twitter to "I don't like pricks"?
Not that long ago, I don't think. Yeah. Is that at Thread and Thumb on the Twitter?
I love it.
Neither do we. Thanks for joining us, everybody, and tweet us and everything if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. We don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements or any shit. You want to help us out here, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole.
Oh, yes.
At crabdiving.com/Amazon, where it doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out. At Screaming Liberal Media.
We get paid, baby.
We might as well. Well, I'm sure the headline is going. I'm pretty sure the headlines are going to be about the horrible terrorist attack. Let's check out the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker, Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, August 17th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
I like that, man.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
It's me.
HuffPost. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, typewriters.
The,
Kate, cut that off earlier next time, all right?
The, there's a picture of Schindler, our embarrassment in chief.
Oh, what an embarrassment he is.
And, I didn't even know about this. Trump goes even lower with foul Barcelona response.
No, no.
Oh, I do know about this.
Yes.
This is already being, has been debunked.
Yes.
On the social medias. In other words, something Trump said is bullshit. I know you're going to find that hard to believe.
God, that's so shocking, Pat.
Trump issued an explosive statement. It says, ew. Just hours after the horrible attack in Barcelona that left, as of now, 13, I think they've said, dead.
No, oh, that sucks, man.
He posted something on the Twitter.
Oh, okay.
It was almost adultish.
He almost did it.
The United States condemns the terror attack in Barcelona, Spain, and will do whatever is necessary to help. Be tough and strong. We love you.
That's great. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Be tough and strong. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. We love you guys.
Hang tough, baby.
I love your moss.
Mm. Dude, are we... Let me... your moss, Spanish moss?
Yeah, that's all I could think of.
God, I'm having deja vu. Have we praised Spain for their famous moss in
the
past?
I can't ever remember having done that. No.
You know what's odd, though? A shit ton of Spanish moss hangs here off the trees in Pensacola, Florida. Is that because we were once occupied by those Spaniards?
Who knows what they left behind?
Their moss.
Lots of seeds.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We want something more inspirational from our embarrassment in chief. No?
I mean, I'll take that. The bar is real low.
Hang tough. That's like, you know, that's...
Be tough.
Okay. That's more like something you'd see on an inspirational kitty poster.
Well, yeah.
Like with a cat or a giraffe or a, you know, maybe a fortune cookie. I don't know about...
We love you is odd.
We love you. That is odd.
Well...
We love you.
Maybe that must have been somebody,
creepy, right?
Maybe that was Hope Hicks.
Oh, okay.
Tweeting that one because apparently Trump got a hold of the Twitter himself.
Oh, did he?
Less than an hour later. And he said, tweeted out, "Study what General Pershing of the United States did to terrorists when caught. There was no more radical Islamic terror for 35 years. !
Okay, someone right now that's listening, go flip through the TV guide, what was recently on Discovery Channel, Fox, or any kind of specials. I guarantee you there was something about this general he's talking about on cable television last night.
During the Republican primary, Trump told a story, one that historians have said, no.
Survey says, go fuck yourself.
About John Pershing, an army general who commanded U.S. forces during World War I.
Yes.
Trump talked about, wistfully apparently, when Pershing executed Muslim insurgents in the Philippines in the early 1900s.
Okay.
Claiming that they dipped the bullets in pig's blood.
Oh, God. We have dipped the bullets in the pig's blood. That's shitty.
I think this is what he said. He caught 50 terrorists who did tremendous damage.
Tremendous.
And he took the 50 terrorists, and he took 50 men and dipped 50 bullets in pig's blood.
God.
You heard about that? He took 50 bullets and dipped them in pig's blood, which is considered harem. I don't think he said that. And he had his men load up their rifles, and he lined up the 50 people, and they shot 49 of those people. And the 50th person, he said, "You go back to your people, and you tell them what happened."
Isn't that a war crime?
And for 25 years, there wasn't a problem.
God.
After telling that story, Trump claimed, quote, "We've got to start getting tough. And we've got to start being vigilant, and we've got to start using our heads, or we're not going to have a country, folks."
Oh, man. God, he sounds crazy, dude.
Historians, no historian can find evidence supporting Trump's claim.
What he, the story he said of pig's blood doesn't, isn't real?
Well,
or?
And one magazine even quoted a historian that said, "It sounds a little out of character for Pershing."
Okay. I mean, why would he make it up?
So Trump is saying we should start executing Muslims with pig's blood dipped bullets.
Yes.
And let one go right. Tell his ISIS broham that We're not going to get the virgins.
Based on a story that maybe total fucking horse shit. Right now I got to find pig's blood. Let me ask you something. Can I just tell ISIS that we're dipping our bullets in pig's blood and just skip that step? Huh. Who the fuck is this guy? Who did you vote for, you fucking idiots? You Trumpalos? My God.
You know, at the end of these stories, they always say, well, you know, Trump also has done this in the past and did this in the past. And sure. I don't remember this one. Trump also claimed he can predict terrorism. Do you even remember that one?
No.
It's such a Denali of shit.
Denali. Now, that is the proper name for Mount McKinley in Alaska.
Well, it's been changed back. Right.
They got rid of its slave name, and now it's just the name the American Indian people gave it, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Also very near where your brother lives.
That, yes, and it's exactly where he works,
and
you know?
Where he works. Right.
Hi, Jeff. What's up?
I just outed your
brother. Oh, shit. I'm not supposed to say that. He works out there. I meant works out. At a gym right there in Denali. Big gym. Gold's Gym.
There's a McDonald's right at the summit. I'm surprised there isn't, to be honest with you. Yeah, that's what Trump wants. That's what Trump and the Republicans want. Denali, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Right. I don't think they have a gym. I mean, but my youngest brother moved up there for a bit and got chided for wearing hair gel. I can't imagine they have like a CrossFit.
Did he really?
Yeah. Everybody made fun of him. Jeffrey did, or anyway. Nice guys. Hey, if somebody wants to wear, I wear hair gel sometimes. You know, I don't want to get any shit for it.
On his head.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
On his face.
But this story, this story is from September 20th, 2016.
Fuck you, boy.
From a rally in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Hey, man. Ooh, don't go any rallies there, man. Is it a Trump rally?
I think. Well, at least this one says... wait, let's see.
So I have Ivy League education, smart guy.
I mean, like, I'm a smart person.
It's this.
It's what?
This. You know that...
He's pointing to his brain. This is just a highlight reel.
This... The brain power.
Sometimes knowing a little is better than knowing too much.
A bomb went off in New York and nobody knows exactly what's going on.
What I said was exactly correct. I should be a newscaster because I called it before the news.
You also stopped to tweet that you appreciated the congratulations you had received.
Appreciate the congratulations for being right on radical Islamic terrorism.
Oh, do you remember that one?
No.
I he made the terrorist attack about him, the Orlando attack.
That's
I appreciate everyone telling me I was right about that. Thank you.
Good fucking Christ. He's
a monster.
Oh, God.
He's a monster.
Fucking unreal.
I don't want congrats.
I've been the one that predicted it, and I'm the one that said what you should be doing. I'm getting thousands of letters and tweets that I was right about the whole situation.
Literally everyone predicts that there will be another terrorist attack.
I don't want congratulations. I said, what am I doing? I don't want congratulations.
In my book, before the World Trade Center came down, I said, Osama bin Laden. I said, you better take him out. He's going to be trouble. Because I watch this stuff. You know, I'm like a guy with vision.
In my book, I predicted terrorism.
You're the first guy that really predicted terrorism. Nobody.
Oh, my God. He is out of his fucking mind. He invented terrorism, Ryan. Did you know that?
Hey, Trump, were you also able to crack the mystery of where Barack Hussein Obama was born?
God damn.
He is just fucking loony.
Fucking Nostradamus.
Nostradamus. I believe we have a new nickname for Shitler. Good job.
Jesus Christ, what a fucking asshole. Great job, guys. Great job, GOP.
Hey, to all my relatives flittering about on the Facebook that voted for Trump and might have posted a thing from change.org to save the Civil War monuments in Pensacola, get woke, honestly. And I'm not going to be nice. I'm not going to be nice at Thanksgiving.
I have a feeling he's probably not listening.
Liberals, hear me. Progressives, do not be nice to your dickhead conservative relatives at Thanksgiving just to make everything go smoothly. Fuck it. We're over that. We're past that. Be a cunt.
There you go. Trump's warm and loving. We love you guys. Followed up by a bullshit story about General Pershing.
But he must think it's real.
Summarily executing.
Do you think it's real?
What?
His story? Do you think I'm sorry. Do you think Nostradamus thinks it's real?
Oh, absolutely.
What? Based on what, though?
A guy told him.
Where is that story? I mean, I'm just fascinated. A guy.
I don't know.
Who's this guy?
Maybe Hope Hicks told him that one.
Could you imagine? You're the leader of the free fucking world. You've got the biggest arsenal of nuclear weapons. You got lots of power. You're terrifying. You come on. You use your national platform to tell the world something. A guy told me. A guy told me this.
Right.
Is anybody else bothered? God damn it. Kate, give me something. Sitting there.
She's curled up asleep.
Yeah. How can you sleep right time like this? God. And he's speaking out.
Chris Murphy of Connecticut tweeted, the senator from Connecticut tweeted, this is a lie. Total fiction. It didn't happen. It's made up top to bottom.
Oh, my God.
He responded. His second tweet says, A, Pershing didn't do this. B, Moro Rebellion had nothing to do with radical Islam.
Oh, shit.
And C, 35 years after, Pershing were no less violent. So he's
my God.
He's like, 25 years, nothing happened. But for 35 years, it was a shitstorm.
I'm sorry. I hate to say this. I have something going on at work. It's kind of funny. My boss wants me to call some valet company because they can't find her fucking car. I'm so sorry. God.
We shall continue. Chris Murphy calling him out, I think on CNN. I know Jake Tapper was getting some shit for a while because I think on CNN, Jake Tapper said that was utter bullshit. Of course, all the Trump pansies were, you're fake news. You're fake news. So that's the headline over to the HuffPo. Is that Trump went even lower, according to the HuffPo, with his response to the horrible attack in Barcelona. Now over the Drudge Report, let's see what they ain't thinking over there. There's a picture of an eclipse, not a total eclipse of the heart, but one of the actual eclipses. And it says total eclipse of Steve Bannon. The headline leads over to a Washington Post article, fascinating that the Post isn't one of Trump's number one fake news sites, CNN and the Washington Post, and Amazon, because of that. That's why he goes after Amazon, Jeff Bezos, because of the Amazon / Washington Post, as he tweets on the Twitter when he gets pissed off at these guys. I'm trying to stretch here because it's told me I can't. I have an ad blocker and can't read the fucking story. It says Steve Bannon of his rivals. This is a there was an interview yesterday that or the day before it was published yesterday. And they're saying that Steve Bannon may not have been 100% sure that he was giving an interview. These guys are morons. This is like when the Mooch talked to that one reporter and said all that shit about Bannon and said Reince Priebus was a fucking paranoid schizophrenic, stuff like that. Well, Trump called Robert Kuttner, who is the co-founder and co-editor of what's described as a left-wing political magazine, American Prospect. I'm not that 100% familiar with that one. I might have been over there occasionally, but it doesn't ring any bells in my addled brain. They're not sure why Bannon decided to call this guy, but he said some the headline over there is Steve Bannon unrepentant.
Sorry, I'm back.
Bannon was in high spirits, he said, when he called to discuss the politics of taking a harder line with China.
China.
And minced no words, they say, over here at American Prospect, prospect.org.
Right.
When he was describing his efforts to neutralize his rivals.
Oh, shit.
In
God,
State Department, Defense, and Treasury, quote, they're wetting themselves, he said.
Meaning they're happy?
And then, no, they're scared of him.
Oh, okay.
And then he detailed how he would oust some of his opponents. Bannon, I think one of the things that, one of the big headlines from this interview is that Bannon came out and said that there is no military solution to North Korea. Forget it. Here, a quote. Until somebody solves the part of the equation that shows me the 10 million people in Seoul don't die in the first 30 minutes from conventional weapons, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no military solution here. They got us. Which is against what Schittler had said and what the policy is out in the open.
God, so like nobody in the world knows what we're doing. You know what I mean? Like, nobody knows how to figure out what our country's up to. Which must make everyone real fucking nervous.
Bannon started off talking about China. He said, we're at economic war with China. It's in all their literature. They're not shy about saying what they're doing. One of us is going to be a hegemon in 25 or 30 years, and it's going to be them if we go down this path.
Right.
On Korea, they're just tapping us along. It's just a sideshow.
They're just fucking with us? Yeah. Is that what he means? Tapping us.
To me, the economic war with China is everything, he said. We have to be maniacally focused on that. If we continue to lose it, we're 5 years away, I think 10 years at most, of hitting an inflection point from which we'll never be able to recover.
God.
So these they're going to beat us economically.
Yeah. So these people don't care. The Trump administration, they just want to win at all cost, maniacally.
Well, he doesn't want America to win. He's a nationalist.
Right.
But the anti-capitalist crowd might say it's interesting to watch China, what's going on with China, because we've seen what happens when really big fat pig capitalist societies go allegedly instant communist or try to. It always ends up being authoritarian bullshit,
right?
And a ruling class and wealthy elite,
yes,
in a society that's not supposed to exist, where that ain't supposed to exist.
Right.
But that China is kind of doing a better job of coming from communism into capitalism.
Right.
And that there may be with a looking at what they're doing over there. I'm not saying we become totalitarian communists, alleged right. communists, but you look at how they are handling their economy over there and the democratic socialists in Europe that I don't know, have the happiest fucking countries right. on the goddamn planet.
If I see one more happiness survey out of that fucking Europe, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. I'm jealous.
Right. And these are the countries also that they say they're being ruined yeah. by immigration.
Right. Oh, okay. Man, Sweden, your happiness surveys piss me off in a weird way. Why can't we have that?
Right. Denmark, Sweden, Norway.
Yeah. Guys, come on.
Even France.
Yeah. Man, did you ever read? Happier. You ever read all that shit about how China's buying up all the good wine?
No.
Yeah, the rich elite over there are going out of their way to buy up the best fucking wine, like the really expensive wine for some reason. I don't know. I don't know why. Just to hoard the shit. That's got to stop. I'm just kidding. Who cares?
Stop buying the wine, you assholes.
We're coming for your wine.
So there you go, Bannon.
Yes.
Also said that he went to talk about how he would combat them.
Yes.
We're going to run the tables on these guys. We've come to the conclusion they're in an economic war and they're crushing us.
God. It's like he's – which one it was if Pinky and the Brain wanted to take over the world? Was that Pinky or Brain? It was Brain.
Brain, right.
What are we going to do tonight, Brain?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Is that who Trump and Bannon are? Is Trump Pinky and Bannon the Brain?
I don't know. I liked Pinky. He was nice. He was a little nuts, though. Yeah.
He seemed like he had a good heart. So that's not... Who knows? Trump is Trump. He's a big dickhead, right?
Yes. unrepentant and off the rails. I mean, I think he's just totally out of his fucking mind.
When we have a leader that just can't come out and simply say Nazis suck total dick, we have a fucking issue, you know?
And then Brain would sometimes say to Pinky, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
And Pinky would be like,
no, are you? Oh, I just found it. Are you pondering what I'm pondering? He used to say to Pinky. And then there's a list of a lot of them.
Yeah.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but where are we going to find a duck and a hose at this hour?
Oh, my God.
No. I think so, but where will we find an open tattoo parlor at this time of night?
What a great cartoon that
was. So fucking funny. Yeah, Trump is no Pinky. That's for fucking sure.
Watch Pinky and the Brain on, you know, maybe Amazon.
Oh, shit.
Or on Roku or Chromecast or any of that shit. You can buy that on Amazon. Go
right.
to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Right.
Back to Steve Bannon after our Pinky and the Brain break.
Right, Brain.
Hello.
Bannon was asked about his internal adversaries.
Oh, shit.
You know, that's how Trump rolls.
Oh, yeah.
He hires people that apparently fucking hate each other.
Yeah.
And then sits back and watches like a fucking cage match.
I don't even know. I mean, is that the best way to run a company even? I mean, look at all the fucking companies he ruined.
Yeah, I've never heard that method. I've never seen that method recommended in any of the textbooks or any of the YouTube videos on how to run a company.
God, it's like he just, I don't know. He's just a dickhead. It's how to run a company or do anything if you're a total asshole dickhead.
His adversaries think that the U.S. can crawl into bed with China to help with the North Korean standoff. And then the Treasury and the National Economic Council don't want to fuck with the trading system. Bannon says, oh, they're wetting themselves. That's who he was referring to.
Oh, okay.
For other cabinet departments, he has big plans to marginalize their influence. I'm changing out people at East Asian Defense. I'm getting Hawks in. I'm getting Susan Thornton out of state. She was acting head of East Asian and Pacific Affairs. So they want to get rid of people
right
that disagree with them.
And put in Hawks, people that want to blow shit the fuck up. Great. Just what we need in a volatile, like, you know, unstable region with North Korea. Dang.
Sounds like he's not happy with Gary Cohn.
Yes.
National Economic Council chair. He says, there's a fight I have every day here. We're still fighting. There's Treasury and Gary Cohn and Goldman Sachs lobbying. We got to do this. The president's default position is to do it, but the apparatus is going crazy. Don't get me wrong. It's like every day. So Bannon is the deep stater. He's the one who Trump seems to be fucking listening to. They're really nuzzled up together.
See, that makes me nervous because that makes me feel like their interests are aligned. Like, I used to think Bannon really wanted chaos and wanted to rip the country apart to start something new or some whatever his fucking thing was. And I didn't think Schittler necessarily wanted that. I don't know what Schittler wanted, but I didn't think he wanted the destruction of the fucking universe.
Like I said, talked about how North Korea, there's no military solution.
Yes. Sad.
Kuttner asked Bannon about the quote, ugly white nationalism epitomized by the racist violence in Charlottesville and Trump's reluctance to condemn it.
And what did he say? Bannon was like, what do you mean?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I love that shit. Have you seen Breitbart? We love it. Why is this reporter asking Bannon about that? You know his answer is, I'm a big fat Nazi myself.
According to Prospect here, they say Bannon was, after all, the architect of the strategy of using Breitbart to heat up white nationalism.
Yay.
And then rely on the radical right as Trump's base. He was the one that came in and threw the seeds into that shit pile.
God. I just had a vision of somebody planting seeds into a pile of shit. But that would make sense because that's fertilizer.
Yeah, Johnny Crappleseed.
Worst porn star ever. So disgusting.
Or best porn, yeah, depending on what you're
into. On what you're into. That's right.
German scat porn.
Mom, do you do German scat porn?
It's a bad Cartman, but that's a great one.
I'm Johnny Crappleseed.
Where he finally asks his mom if she did German shit porn.
He did? No. You were saying if.
He did. He's
did
like,
he really?
He's like, man, did you do German scat porn? Man.
It's funny. I gotta work on my Cartman. He dismissed the far right as irrelevant.
Oh, shit. Damn, Bannon.
Sidestepped his own role. Quote, ethno-nationalism, it's losers. It's a fringe element.
Wait a second.
I think the media plays it up too much, and we got to help crush it. You know, help crush it more. These guys are a collection of clowns, he said.
Oh, my God. But what is he saying? Is he using terms like the alt-left?
Well, he claims that he, all along, that he is an unrepentant, proud nationalist,
okay,
but not a white nationalist.
Right, which is code for white nationalist, I would think. Nationalist. Yeah, we're not. Are you a nationalist? Who the fuck is a nationalist? And like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like proud of, I don't get that.
I guess you can understand that a little bit more than white nationalists.
Yeah,
these are the guys who want to create.
Damn. So wait, Steve Bannon's not racist?
Well, according to himself.
I'm confused. I need to know if Bannon is racist or not racist. I think he's racist.
Well,
I think he's lying.
Yeah, I would kind of lean in that direction.
But how can he make it? How can they survive politically making a statement like, oh, we denounce all these clowns? I don't get it.
I don't know if this is.
Man, can I ask you a question?
Sure, hon.
You know how my friend Stan has, like, a dad?
Uh-huh.
And my friend Kyle has a dad. And my friend Kenny has a dad.
Yes?
Visuals, visuals. They're looking at each other.
Oh, yeah.
But what's your question, hon?
God damn it! Do I have a dad?
Oh.
Oh, well, that's not what I was looking for at all.
God, but it is funny, though. So funny.
We can use my dad's computer to call all the kids together. Wait, before we put a message out, do a search on the word clitoris.
Oh, okay.
Found 8 million pages with the word clitoris.
Wow!
I'll just try the first one. You must be 18 to enter this website.
Okay.
Welcome to German Sick Fetish Video. If you are under 18, do not... Okay.
Du hast scheiße gang.
Dude, it's a lady getting pooed on.
Whoa,
is it Cartman's mom?
Oh, very funny.
Hey, it is Cartman's mom.
Es mein scheiße.
All righty then. Ah, son of a bitch.
there's your South Park moment.
Shit. Oh, man.
It is Cartman's mom.
Oh, my God. God, how could she? By the way, if you want to go pick up a season or two of South Park, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, baby.
Bannon said the ethno-nationalists are a collection of clowns. Then he said the Democrats.
Yes.
The longer they talk about identity politics, I got them. I want them to talk about racism every day. So that makes sense.
Yes.
When people are saying Trump wants this to be happening.
Right.
Trump wants everyone up in arms over the fact that he said there's two sides. Because he's trying to fire up. He's trying to divide and conquer.
Is Bannon trying to make people mad at liberals because liberals are calling racist racist? Is he making...
Yeah, they don't like being called racist.
But they're racist.
But they don't like being called it.
You know, but if you march, say you march...
And they don't believe they are.
Right.
I mean, some of them don't... Christ, I would... The guy that I talked to that I talked about before who ran for office...
Yes.
Who at one point said to me, you know what those people are like.
No, my God.
Talking about...
Those people.
The blacks.
Right. He doesn't think he's racist.
You live near them. You know what they're like.
But wouldn't...
And... I have utterly no doubt that if you said to him, are you racist? He would say, absolutely not.
But to me, that would seem like a positive. If someone says that, then to be racist would be a positive quality.
What do you mean?
Well, that to me would say, if you're a racist bigot, you are actually proud of your racism because you think you understand the other race. You know what I mean? You understand who they are.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
You know?
Kind of.
I don't know. I don't know. We're trying to understand ignorance.
If the left is focused on race and identity, Bannon said, and we go with economic nationalism, we can crush the Democrats. Yes, yes, yes. That's what even we're saying. And that's what we want, Democrats. You need to run on economic populism. Bernie's message.
Right. That'll speak to people. But meanwhile, can I fucking shame Nazis and yell at them and tell them they're dickheads and they should fucking jump off a fucking cliff? I mean, am I not allowed to do that?
Well, are we not supposed to call out racism?
I think we have to call out racism, Bannon. I don't give a, you know, fuck you. What am I supposed to do? Ignore it? Are you supposed to ignore it? Are you supposed to ignore Charlottesville? And fuck that.
So who knows how long Bannon is for the Trumpian world. Some reports are saying that he's on the poo-poo train. He's on his way out. Others are saying that he's firmly entrenched because the president is feared of him.
Right. God, are you beginning to get nervous that we're not going to be able to keep this shitty country from turning into Fascistville, USA? I'm going to get nervous. God. I mean, I don't know. He kind of seems an evil fucking mastermind. And he's manipulating a lot of stupid people. God. Ugh. We got to do something about these smart fucking racists. But he doesn't think he's a racist.
Fox News talking about Trump's tweet.
ocean.
13 minutes before the hour now, 13 minutes before 9 o'clock in the evening in Barcelona, where authorities are still working this as a crime scene and treating this as a terrorist attack. The president has tweeted on this again.
Listen to Shep Smith. He's already... They just came back from commercial, so he read this during the commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows what's coming up. He's like, the president's tweeting again.
Man, I fucking love Shep.
The president has tweeted on this again. And, I mean, do we have that tweet? It's in Bat 1, so take it off Bat 1. Study what General Pershing of the United States did to terrorists when caught. There was no more radical Islamic terror for 35 years. Well, that's what the president's tweeted, which, you know, helpful? I don't know.
It's not.
This is a news anchor.
Helpful? I don't
helpful,
know.
Helpful? I don't know. on the most pro-Trump...
On Fox.
...network out there, yeah.
What do you think? Do you think Shep's got pictures of...
thought Ailes. I thought he had something on Ailes, but now I think he's got something on Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch.
Because that's the only...
I got a picture of Rupert in a leather vest and a ball gag.
Helpful? I don't know. U.S. General John J. Pershing did not effectively discourage Muslim terrorists in the Philippines by killing them and burying their bodies along with those of pigs. Quoting now, they let the 50th man go, and for the next 42 years, there was not a single Muslim extremist attack anywhere in the world.
Oh, that's even different numbers than the story we heard.
Of course, the problem with this is it isn't true. So the president has said, watch what General Pershing did to try to discourage Muslim terrorists, and the premise on which he's speaking is false.
God.
By Snopes. It's just not what happened. But there's the presidential input for the day. Let's bring in...
But there's the presidential input for the day.
God. Hey, Shep, you might be fake news. You're fake news.
So, we have to be tough. We have to be vigilant. We have to be strong. And I tell this story... Good, thank you, darling. I love you, too. Look at that. It's great. But I tell this story.
This is in California during the primary.
Yeah, but what? Did some woman come up on stage and do something?
No, somebody yelled, "I love you."
Oh, okay.
Or flashed her tits out.
In a way, it's a rough, rough story.
Okay, this is we read the transcript of what he said anyway.
God, he sounds just talking. He just sounds like a fucking creepo. Thank you, darling. Thanks, baby. Thanks, baby. Thanks, toots. Let me smack your ass.
God. It says that there was a report. Oh my God! In 1927,
okay.
An author, William Lambers, wrote in February of this year that there was a story about Pershing using pig's blood.
Yummy.
Published in a Chicago paper 14 years after Pershing left the Philippines.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with bullets or killing. They say that Pershing sprinkled pig's blood on the prisoners who thought it would condemn them for eternity, didn't kill them.
Right. But they did.
He let them go with a warning that others would be sprinkled with pig's blood as well.
Okay. Well, that's a lot different than what he said.
It's a lot different.
Is anyone dipping bullets in blood in this story? There's none of that, because that was the most dramatic part.
Lambers wrote, if Pershing were around today, he would be advocating food for the hungry child refugees, which are at unprecedented levels today because of the war in Syria.
Yes. It is weird what he did with the blood, though. Sprinkling it on people.
He was deeply concerned about high levels of military spending.
Oh, okay.
He often spoke about achieving global arms reduction and disarmament in 1915.
Dang. Jeez. Boy, times have changed, dude.
Nations could work together to achieve this noble goal, he said.
Fuck you.
There is a story that credits this pig's blood thing maybe to a different someone else.
Okay.
Colonel Alexander Rogers of the 6th Cavalry took advantage of religious prejudice He inaugurated a system burying all dead. I don't know what this means. Juramentados? In a common grave with the carcasses of slaughtered pigs. The Mohammedan, the Muslim religion,
right,
forbids contact with pork. This relatively simple device resulted in the withdrawal of juramentados to sections not containing Rogers' troop.
Okay. Jeez.
So somebody might have done that at one point. It wasn't Pershing.
What made him think of that to say that, though? I mean, is that just one of the stories he has rolling around in that orange skull of his that he just... It strikes me that he's whipped that story out before. That sounds like something he's told people or shared with people before.
I was just playing from last year.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, my God. So that's in his... God damn.
That's his repertoire.
But it's bullshit.
Yes.
Trump. God.
Again, Denali.
Damn.
Denali of bullshit.
It's a whole mountain, dude. I mean...
How can you pick one little nugget?
It's unnerving.
When daily we're dipped in a Olympic pool of diarrhea.
I mean, you know, when I was growing up, my grandfather used to tell me tall tales all the time. But it was, like, entertaining, and it was... funny. Like, we would sit around in the afternoon, turn on television, there'd be a Western on. He would point to a cowboy on the television and say, "That was me." And I would laugh and it would be funny. Then my grandmother would come in and be like, "Oh, don't tell him that. That's not you." You know, it was, you know, a tall tale. It was an exaggeration, but it was fun. And I was a child. It was meant to entertain me. This is not similar at all, though, actually, when I think about it. It's nothing similar. There's no good way to explain this. We got a president that just lies all the fucking time. When he's talking about important shit.
There's a story out now that, according to BuzzFeed.
Yes.
That one of the reasons that Bannon, things might be looking great for Bannon. is because of that book. We talked about it yesterday.
That we don't want things looking great for Bannon. That's bad. That's bad, right?
The story over at BuzzFeed says Steve Bannon detonates his Trump survival plan.
Ooh.
Worrying allies. Allies who spent too long in Donald Trump's doghouse usually get sent away for good. Chief strategist Steve Bannon is trying to forestall that fate. This is BuzzFeed reporter Adrian Carrasquillo.
Oh, wee wee.
Carrasquillo.
Hey, fuck you.
Bannon has for months, they say, been pissing off Trump. I'm paraphrasing now.
Right.
Because he took too much credit for the election win. Quote, according to someone with knowledge of the conversation, Trump recently told the confidant, quote, "That fucking Steve Bannon taking credit for my election."
Bannon, don't do that. That's 101 Trump, right? Don't take credit for shit. He wants to be the pretty one. He wants to be, you know, he wants to be the hero.
He did lie low for a while, Bannon.
Yes.
And the latest development, they say, in the White House drama, which is this rare on-the-record Bannon interview.
Yes.
With Prospect, which we just read from.
Right.
That energized but concerned allies who are worried that General Kelly, the new chief of staff.
Staff.
Won't look positively at undercutting Trump on North Korea. And naming these other senior officials that he said he'd have to go after.
God.
Cohen and the other guys.
Right.
Bannon said, a Bannon ally said, "The only thing I would change if I were in his shoes is I don't like that he named Cohen. He can say globalists. Everyone knows who that is."
What does that mean?
I don't know if they're worried that it sounds anti-Semitic, maybe.
Right. Is Bannon the only person standing between, like, Kelly and Trump? Like, without Bannon? Wait, what are you looking at?
As if to reinforce the word association, Breitbart, the news site Bannon formerly ran,
yes,
bracketed Cohn's name
right
on its front page yesterday.
Oh, shit.
Three brackets, which means Jew, Jew, Jew.
That's the anti-Semitic punctuation.
Yes.
That's what that is. There's no other explanation.
That's how it started, yeah.
God.
Another Bannon ally said, I don't think Kelly's going to like any of this. He's not going to like the North Korea thing.
Right.
That's the chief strategist who is being called a leaker.
Yes.
Is caught on the record on this one.
Ooh, God.
It started early in the presidency when they say that Trump was reportedly livid when remember when he was on Time Magazine? As the great manipulator.
Oh, my God.
Who put Trump in the White House. Trump lost his fucking mind over that one.
Don't you think Bannon's a leaker then? Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. One of everybody is.
That's true. That's true.
That's Trump created this. Yeah. He's a fucking leaker. He is. I have no doubt.
Right.
They're all leakers.
Yeah.
And when you get, when you hire four, five different factions to all battle each other, they're going to leak on the other ones. They're going to leak bad shit about their rivals
because right.
they want to win. They want to get them out. So the Reince Priebuses
yes.
are going to leak against the Mooches. The Mooch is going to, you know,
leak
I mean, that's
Reince.
Just the way it's going to go.
Yeah. Hey, and speaking of leaking, Russia, if you're listening, that P-tape yesterday, God damn it. Don't you think?
Yeah. I don't think it'll do anything. I mean, it'll be great, but I really don't think they'll care.
Right. God, come on. They gotta care.
He might as well be goose-stepping around the Rose Garden with a penciled-on mustache.
What's that kid?
And they wouldn't care.
The kid in that movie that does the Nazi walk, that little
That's
kid.
That's one of the funniest moments.
Yeah, but what is that? Is that Euro trip?
Euro trip, yeah.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Right.
Not a great movie, but it was all right. But that moment, I do have to say, is one of the biggest laughs I've ever had in a movie.
The great actress is in that. Who is that? What's her face? Damn it, I can't remember her name. Oh, well. Look it up.
In go, Eurotrip?
Go buy Eurotrip on Blu-ray, DVD, crabdiving.com.
Or on Amazon Prime or whatever?
/ Amazon, baby.
What was I reading? Bannon. Oh, Bannon. Trump is furious. Trump, that he was also pissed off about that book.
Right.
Every other page they said is a love letter to Bannon.
Yes. A love letter to Bannon. Look at it. I mean, goddamn. That. Hey, listen, that's the only way you could have you could be in love with Bannon, send him letters, because it can't be in person. That face.
At that press conference on Tuesday, asked about Bannon, Trump said, I went through 17 senators, governors, and I won all the primaries. Mr. Bannon came on very much later than that. Mr. Bannon.
Oh, yes. By the way,
see what happens, president said.
Michelle Trachtenberg. That's the actress in Eurotrip. She's awesome. Great actress. She is.
She's a genius.
We're all geniuses, okay?
So, in the days since.
Yes.
Well, one of his Bannon's friends says that Bannon
right.
is saying, I'm going to force you to fire me in a public way.
Right.
Or we're going to follow the agenda we were elected for.
Oh, my God. Meaning, wow.
And if Trump fires him, that the implicit threat is then all the alt-right flying monkeys will be turned against you.
Against
he's going to go back to Breitbart.
Right.
And say Trump has been turned by the globalists.
So wait. Let's just pump the brakes for a second. You're telling me this blotchy-faced Bannon has the power to turn all the Nazi loons upon the Schittler?
Well, he brought them to him.
But don't they love him now?
Well,
don't
that's
they
the
love
problem.
This guy?
Is that he's created a cult.
Right.
Will he be able to
Bannon
them away? But if Bannon and Murdoch join forces, then yes.
then yes, they can go get Shitler.
Then they'll be, yeah, then Daily Stormer will be the, you know, and a few other fringe sites will be the only ones still supporting Trump.
Is Bannon?
And then you'll actually maybe hear from actual Republicans. Did you see, was it Shep Smith?
Shep.
Maybe yesterday? That said, we contacted 52 Republican senators. Yeah. And we contacted dozens of Republican congressmen.
That was Chris Hayes.
And none would, or him too.
Oh, they all
multiple,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And none would come on.
Come on!
And defend what Trump said. None would come on to talk about what Trump said.
Damn. Not even to criticize it?
Well, I was just going to say, not many. Criticized. Not many had a stone to criticize.
Right.
And a few of them tweeted out ambiguities like, we condemn racism in all forms and it's not an equivalency.
Right.
But they didn't call out Trump himself.
Yes.
They didn't say the president's wrong. The president needs to do this. Except.
Okay.
For our good friend.
Oh, shit.
Lindsey Graham.
Dang.
Lindsey Graham tweet. And then Lindsey got a personal tweet.
Oh, geez.
During today's Festivus.
Somebody got some mail.
Maybe a couple.
Right.
When Lindsey Graham put out a statement.
Ooh.
That said, oh, he put out a bunch today,
are
too.
Are we looking at a GOP cock-off?
Mr. President. This is the other day.
I love Lindsey.
I encourage you to try to bring us together as a nation. Yeah. After this horrific event in Charlottesville, your words are dividing Americans, not healing them.
That's right, Lindsey. Go get him.
He said, my thoughts and prayers will be with the family and friends of Ms. Heyer as they remember her and honor her today. That was yesterday, he tweeted.
Yes.
Well, and 2 days ago, he said, this is an opportunity for the Trump administration to come down like a hammer on white supremacists. Jeez.
That's every Saturday night.
I will personally help hammer several of those white supremacists I saw on television the other night.
Get a good hold on my meat hammer. We're going to go get them.
Wear that
sausage launcher.
Wear that tight polo shirt.
Yeah.
And bring the tiki torch.
Make sure your nipples are iced.
Then Lindsey Graham said, many Republicans do not agree with.
Yes.
And will fight back against the idea that the party of Lincoln has a welcome mat out for the David Dukes of the world.
But you do, and you have.
Well, you have.
David Duke ran as a Republican, did he not, in Louisiana?
Right.
For governor? Or for some... No, he ran. That fucker ran for governor. On the Republican ticket.
Not that long ago. Yeah, yeah. He lost in the primary bigly. But he was... wasn't he elected to a state level?
Yeah, something like that.
In Louisiana?
It's nuts.
Like a state representative or something?
He's the Grand Kegel. I mean, fuck me, of the Klan.
He was. Well, Donald Trump...
Yes.
Then...
I'm supposed to believe the GOP aren't a bunch of racists all of a sudden. Okay, Lindsey.
The Donald Trump tweeted, publicity seeking Lindsey Graham falsely stated that I said there is moral equivalency between the KKK, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists. ...
We've got an ellipses, baby, from POTUS.
And people like Ms. Heyer, the woman that was killed.
Yes.
Such a disgusting lie. He just can't forget his election trouncing. The people of South Carolina will remember.
Is he talking about the trouncing Lindsey received in the primaries and how he wasn't... Lindsey wasn't
Go ahead. Sorry.
Allowed at the kids. He was allowed at the kids table, but not the adult table.
I don't think he ever made it to the adult table. Sadly.
Sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
Him and Santorum, which is great.
Oh, my God.
That was his first Festivus tweet this morning.
So
he must have been watching Fox and Fiends or something like that or some horrible shit show in the morning on Fox, or yesterday's on TiVo.
Oh, yeah.
And or Mika maybe said something about Lindsey Graham and he lost his shit. Lindsey Graham, publicity seeking Lindsey Graham.
That's funny as fuck.
Well, Lindsey retweeted that.
Yes.
And commented, Mr. President, like most, I seek to move our nation, my state, and our party forward toward the light, not back to the darkness. then he commented on the another tweet from Trump.
Yes.
Memorial service today for beautiful and incredible Heather Heyer, a truly special young woman. She will be long remembered by all.
Right. Okay. Well,
horrible.
I know. But
it sounds like a fourth grader. Here, write a condolence tweet.
What do you think his reading level is? I think there's literature out there on that based on
his
shit.
Speaking level is like third grade, I think they said.
I mean, God damn, Kate might have. But might be able to express herself better than our fucking president. I know what the fuck is going on her mind sometimes. I understand her. I don't know what's up with this guy. I know Kate hates Nazis. You hate Nazis.
There you go.
Ooh, those are
good girl.
At the end there.
She hates Nazis.
Then Lindsey patted him on the head, basically, with this tweet. Said, your tweet honoring Miss Heyer was very nice and appropriate. Well done.
Oh, man.
Then, however, the next tweet. However.
Bam.
Because of the manner in which you have handled the Charlottesville tragedy, you are now receiving praise from some .. You are now receiving praise from some of the most racist and hate-filled individuals and groups in our country.
Oh, shit.
For the sake of our nation, as our president, please fix this. Next tweet, history is watching us all.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that's kind of... Is that kinky? What is that? Is that voyeuristic?
Sure.
I'm sorry. Am I going to get to hear Lindsey and Trump talk to each other today, or is that no? Can we have both? Can you go back and forth?
What?
I want to hear Trump and Lindsey have it out on Twitter. I just want to hear you do.
Oh, me?
In a conversation. I love it.
So there you go, Lindsey Graham, not taking no shit from the president, and let's not. We're not sugarcoating Lindsey, though he may be into that.
Right.
To roll around in a swimming pool full of powdered sugar.
Get out my...
Make myself a beignet. Turn myself into a big beignet.
Get out those latex sheets! Lindsey needs those latex sheets out now! What do you think it's...
Beignets rolled in sugar? I don't even know. We'll probably get tweeted.
I'll tell you what a beignet is. A beignet is a motherfucking donut, New Orleans style.
So I'm not out of my mind saying that
one
might roll around in a baby pool full of powdered sugar to turn oneself into a human beignet.
If you're kinky, sure.
A
human beignet. That's so fucked up.
And then Lindsey Graham retweeted a story written by Stephen Hayes at the Weekly Standard.
Yes.
The Weekly Standard.
Right.
Right-wing nut job conservative paper. That says, where are Trump's, quote, very fine people, ?
Yeah, right. Where are they?
And his tweet says, POTUS said many of those who marched alongside white supremacists in Virginia are, quote, very fine people. Who are they?
Yeah. Yeah, which one?
We can't seem to find any of them.
God, I mean, right. I don't know. I mean, I didn't talk to all of those people, but I saw them carrying torches.
Trump makes it sound like the only ones that were there were the ones that are butthurt about the statue coming down. I don't think there were hardly... I mean, it's an inclusive club.
Yes.
The white fuckwads that
Hello.
Were saying Jews will not replace us.
Right.
Blood and soil, blood and soil.
Can we talk about that? Jews will not replace us. I mean, first of all, who do you racist fuckers think you are? I mean, I would imagine if you disappeared from the planet, you know, like in The Leftovers, you just were there, weren't there tomorrow, would we miss you? No, probably not. I mean, are they brain surgeons? Or one of those assholes going to find the cure to AIDS tomorrow morning?
I don't think Ben Carson was carrying a tiki torch, though. I don't know if he would have been welcome there.
Yeah, how would a Jewish person replace you? I don't understand what you do.
They started out saying, you will not replace us, as in,
yes,
we're brown people are not going to take over our country kind of a dealio.
Oh, I see.
And probably some yuckster changed it to Jew. And they were all on board that shit.
Yes. Yeah, I see. Jeez, God. How disturbing. Ugh.
General Pershing is trending on the Twitter, just so you know.
What the fuck is he talking about? He's out of his mind. You know? Because sometimes on this show, I'll make references to shit, and I halfway know what I'm talking about. You know? And then if I don't, somebody will tweet me and say I'm wrong. But I am nervous when I'm sitting here thinking I know a story and I don't. But, you know, I'm on a podcast and whatever. Not that I want to say things that aren't true, but God damn it, I'm not POTUS. I'm not addressing the planet after a fucking terrorism attack.
Yeah, I think we'd be better off.
I mean, yesterday I said the Nazis killed 6 million people. They killed 12 million
Jews, right?
12 million. I was off by 6 million fucking people.
Well, but
that's bad.
Were you talking about the Jews or were you talking about total people?
Well, I was talking about the Holocaust, you know, so, but it's still a fuck up. But I'm not the president. The president doesn't give a shit.
Well, God damn it. You fucked it up. God damn you.
I love Lily
Tomlin.
Fuck you. How do we keep her from not dying?
Yay.
How do we? Yeah. Go fucking do some research. Figure out how to keep Lily Tomlin alive. You know?
So, Trump, we'll keep an eye on Bannon on
Gross.
Trump Watch.
Ugh. God.
And Lindsey Graham coming out swinging.
Do you ever look at Bannon and say, Jesus, he got uglier? How is that possible? He's amazing in that way.
Well, yeah, I mean,
have you seen the pictures of him compared to Darth Vader with the mask off? You know, when Darth Vader takes his head off.
Yeah, I think that other picture is a little.
What do you mean?
Enhanced.
Bannon?
Yeah.
They made him uglier?
I think they tend to crank up the contrast and things like that.
How do you do that?
Tends to not make a face look good.
Imagine you get to
work. Haven't you seen those pictures of Hillary they all have out there that they sharpen the fuck out of them so she looks like she's 1,000 years old? Every tiny
God.
Little wrinkle makes it.
Stop with that.
Yeah.
Stop with that. But make Bannon uglier. That's fine.
What else have I got here? There is, I read Lindsey Graham. Oh, this is,
Lindsey.
This one, I don't know if this is true. We're continuing the Bannon theme.
That's right, Pat.
And, prepare to fling your lunch.
Ooh, yes.
Because, I mean, vomit up your lunch if this is true.
Oh, God.
ShareBlue, a website, and I don't know if it's a printer at all, but it's a website, shareblue.com.
Is it
has
political?
A story that has an exclusive interview.
Yes.
With an investigative journalist, Jason Berry.
Okay.
Speaks with a guy named Lawrence Curtis, who moved into a house in Florida.
Okay.
Here in Florida.
God damn it. That's where we live, Pat.
Down to the other end, though, down near Miami in a lush neighborhood.
Alligators. There's shit tons of alligators. You know, keep an eye out.
Lush neighborhood called Coconut Grove.
Right.
Of Miami.
Yes.
There's
alligators here, too.
Lawrence Curtis is an award-winning underwater cinematographer.
Oh, okay.
He moved into this house in Miami.
Right.
And he was unaware of the previous tenants.
Okay.
But it turns out the previous tenants were Steve Bannon.
Oh, God.
In March 2017,
yes,
the Washington Post had published a story about Bannon that included some shocking details, including a bizarre case of this house in Miami that Bannon claimed as his residence along with his third ex-wife. Third ex-wife.
God, dude, he must be quite a talker. He got three fucking people to marry him.
But do you remember this was the house that we found out that he was still registered to vote at?
Yes.
When Trump was saying voter fraud, and then found out that Kellyanne Conway was registered in two different states. Registered in two different states.
Bannon was...
I am. I don't know if you registered here yet. I'm registered in two different states right now, probably, because I have an unregistered in Cali.
Voter fraud, hippie!
I don't even know how to fucking do that. I guess I gotta send a letter or some shit.
You gotta go there. Unregister.
Go unregister for me.
Oh, I will.
Oh, we might not have a show tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
By the way, BT Dubs, we might. It depends on my whim.
Right.
Because Ryan's going to be out of town. And if I'm feeling frisky enough to do a show by my lonesome, we might. Odds are. It's probably not. It's going to be a rerun. Yeah, but you never know.
Take a day off. Have a 3-day weekend.
Well, but you're not going to be there Monday either. So
right. We could do Monday.
Pick one.
Who are you going to put in the chair? Pat?
One or to other.
I mean, Kate? It's Kate.
Kate's going to send it in for you.
Put one of those Janet Jackson microphones on her head, like ones that...
you would hear the sound of her licking her own rear end.
Flexible.
So one of Bannon's colleagues testified that she had met with Bannon at the house.
Right.
Which he described as my house.
Okay.
Where she saw boxes, papers, and effects that had indicated he lived there.
Right.
Bannon had allegedly moved to Florida, wanted to increase the presence there of Breitbart.
Oh, great.
At the time.
Ugh.
His ex-wife testified that he did indeed stay at that house with her. She did not feel comfortable answering any other questions, though.
What does that mean? He wanted to have more, Breitbart have more influence in Florida or more reach?
Well, he wanted to probably open up a field office in Florida or something.
They run a website. Why the fuck do they need office?
For investigators and for reporters. Okay. In the final report, there was evidence tended to indicate that Bannon did not intend to or actually did reside in that county, so there was no voter fraud from Bannon.
Okay.
But nonetheless, the Bannon listed the house as his place of residence, despite living in California. And the previous article in the WAPO lightly touched on the state of disrepair in which Bannon left the house.
Oh, what an asshole!
Including a bathtub apparently destroyed by acid.
What the fucking fuck?
The Curtis dude, the underwater cinematographer, when he first saw the house, the real estate agent...
Yes.
Told him that the previous tenants, quote, were not very upstanding people.
Oh, okay.
And that they had, quote, severely damaged the property. Quote, they had put padlocks on all the doors, installed video cameras, ruined the bathtub, kitchen counter, and the floor.
Well, what's left? They ruined the whole fucking place.
The real estate agent said... Worse was that it had been used as a party house known for frequent drug use.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Do you remember that episode of Breaking Bad or the whole thing when What's-His-Face, I think they were trying to dispose of a body and they poured acid on a body that was in a tub.
Yes.
And then the tub, like, the acid burned.
That was, spoiler alert. Yeah, that was the young guy who didn't realize what was happening.
Right. So, is that what Bannon was doing? Was he disposing of a body? Because, God damn it!
The owner of the house, Carlos Herrera.
Ooh, wee-wee.
Painted a picture, I'm reading from ShareBlue, by the way, painted a picture of what initially seemed to be a normal tendency.
Okay.
But soon evolved into an almost daily parade of debauchery and drug use, including run-ins with the Popo.
Oh, shit.
The Carlos Herrera, the owner of the house, said of Bannon's ex-wife, he's referring to now, quote, "The conclusion is she was probably cooking meth in there."
Oh, my God.
Which would have explained the damage done to the bathtub and kitchen sink.
Wait a second. So Bannon is having someone in to cook his own, cook their own meth? Why would he do that?
How? His, Curtis, the new tenant heard the same stories over and over and over again. Quote, each person gave accounts that this house was used to film pornography.
Oh, shit.
Had a constant flow of men, women, and even children into the house.
Oh, my God.
And that blatant drug use was occurring at all hours of the night and day.
Well,
five separate people, he said, told him tales of drug use and porn being filmed at the house.
Wow. Jeez.
A handyman who frequently did work on the property told the new tenant that he had personally witnessed women and men being filmed in the act.
In the act. This handyman.
Described buckets of chemicals.
What?
And bags of trash and rags that he had to remove.
Okay.
And that he spent hours scrubbing the master bathtub, which appeared to have been melted by some form of acid.
Ooh.
The handyman suspected the bathtub had been used for the making of drugs.
Okay. Well, listen, Bannon's got some extracurricular activities, maybe. You imagine you're a handyman and all of a sudden, hey, look, there's meth here and those people are in the act of fucking.
Another story, similar story from the pest control guy.
Oh, shit.
The new tenant said, in fact, he did so in an almost gleeful and boastful manner, telling stories of what, I don't know, he loved it.
Yay! Hey, we're shooting some porn today!
The pest control worker said he witnessed drug use every time he came to the house. Quote, even at early day hours.
Early day?
He told Curtis it would blow his mind to know what went on in that house.
Blow. Jeez.
The pest control worker described an unnamed male tenant.
Okay.
Who was a heavyset man.
Right. Okay.
Who offered him girls for sex and or drugs in lieu of payment.
Oh, I'm going to pay you. And God, is he Swearingen from the fucking Deadwood? Remember they'd have people in to do so I could pay a
unnamed
pussy.
Unnamed male tenant.
Was his face blotchy? I don't know.
That's the info we have.
Dang.
When the oven needed repair, a repairman refused to come in the house.
He was scared.
Despite the service warranty, the new tenant said he was told no one would come, quote, if the same people were living in that house because that house is evil and the people are evil.
I mean, imagine you're a guy that does service calls on ovens and you won't go into a house in Florida.
Is this nuts? Is this?
Let me tell you what this is.
Is this too tinfoil hatty for us?
No.
Or is this
that. He's okay. Nuts. Let me tell you something. You know what this is? This is typical GOP family motherfucking values, right? Totally.
Yeah. I mean, if it's him. One day, the new tenant said a woman came to the house asking for, quote, Steve or the ex-wife.
Oh, shit.
She appeared distraught when he told her they no longer lived there.
Oh,
Curtis, the new guy, said, I assume she was probably maybe a regular visitor to the house looking for drugs.
He's making his own fucking meth,
but
man.
I didn't realize just how bad the drug use in the house had been at the time.
Ooh.
I told her to leave, don't come back.
Right.
According to the realtor, the neighbors had formed a committee in an effort to get the owners to evict the tenants before they ultimately left. These tenants are allegedly Steve Bannon.
And his fucking ex-wife, right?
And his ex-wife.
How long ago was this?
In September 2016...
Oh,
upon returning from filming in the South Pacific, Curtis came home to a pile of mail addressed to
Steve Bannon.
Stephen Bannon and the ex-wife.
You know, does Bannon produce porn or something? Is he just into watching people fuck and then he films?
And it was only at that point that the landlord finally told this guy who the former tenants were. So up until this time, they were some faceless fat meth addict or porn dude.
Right, methy porn dude. Hey, our president's chief strategist, not only is he kind of a Nazi, no, he's a fucking Nazi. He's a methy porn dude.
This guy says the owner told me that Bannon was indeed the previous tenant who caused the drama.
No, okay.
Judging. He told me that the FBI had contacted them, as well as several reporters and journalists. I should be expected to be contacted as well. It was an unusual situation, to say the least. Shortly after he moved into the house, he started experiencing a variety of symptoms. Fatigue, difficulty sleeping, eye and skin irritation, chest pain and dizziness. When he was away from the house for weeks at a time to go shooting underwater,
he felt better?
He felt better.
Oh, my God. So it could have been the chemicals from the meth or the...
That's when the owner admitted that they thought the prior tenants were making meth. He left and went to stay at a hotel. He bought some meth testing kits.
Yes.
And focusing on the kitchen, bathroom, and guest room,
yes,
tests showed high levels of contamination.
Oh, shit, Pat. God,
he ordered six more tests to check the rest of it. The contamination in the whole place was through the roof.
Dude.
The test confirmed levels of meth and very high levels of cocaine.
Oh, man.
He moved out of the house and claims to still be suffering from health problems, which sounds to me like somebody's going to be a-suing.
Dang, so was he, like, selling drugs? I mean, why is Steve Bannon making meth? What the fuck is going on?
Maybe they didn't want to buy it. Maybe he wanted to make his own. I have no idea if it's true. Just saying.
It'd be funny if it was just because he watched Breaking Bad and was like, oh, I bet I could do it better than what's his face. My God.
So there you go. Allegedly...
I can think of...
Steve Bannon.
Jeez. Can you think of any good reason a bathtub might get melted from acid? An innocent reason, like a science experiment. Doesn't he have a kid? Maybe he had a science experiment and melted the bathtub with acid.
Maybe Bannon liked to bathe in Coca-Cola.
Oh, I see. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I don't know.
Of course, I don't know why the whole place would test off the charts for meth and cocaine.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. Boy, you know what's infuriating about this? Think of all the shit people say about Hillary and fucking Bill Clinton. All the murders, all the bullshit. One guy said there's a mass grave at one of their properties. But
yes.
But imagine if this story was about Hillary or Bill. It would be on the front page.
Well, yeah.
And this is buried in some Cher Blue bullshit. We don't even know. This should be a big story. Our president's senior strategist is a methy porn dude.
Well, I mean, allegedly, we have to see if this tenant is telling the truth and shit.
I mean, this sounds suspect, doesn't it?
It was the story was also put out over at Raw Story.
Iffy.
So, you know, I don't know how they vet their stories there, but there you go.
God, that's crazy.
There is a story also over at the Raw Story. If you heard about, you might have heard the name Felix Sater. He's one of these former business partners of Schindler that is being looked into, a shady mofo.
Oh, yes.
Described here as the shadiest.
The shadiest of mofos.
Of Trump's former business partners. Spoke to The Spectator.
Yes.
.co.uk.
Hello.
And it says that he said Oh, the sources. According to sources told this guy at The Spectator.
Yes.
That Mueller's looking into Trump's big business practices may be yielding results.
Okay.
That Trump even pointed to remarks Trump made himself that could point to a money laundering scheme. Quote, when Trump said, I mean, it's possible there's a condo or something. So, you know, I sell a lot of condo units. Somebody from Russia buys a condo. Who knows? Remember when he said, Russia, I got nothing with Russians. I don't know Russians.
Right.
I never did any deals with Russians.
Yeah.
I never, except for, you know, the titty fest I put on over there.
But now he's saying he could have sold a condo.
But he said, well, maybe a condo I might have sold. Well, now that might be exactly where the money got laundered through.
Oh, shit.
Sources are saying that Sater is preparing for prison time and is telling people that Trump will be in the cell right fucking next to him.
Oh, my God. Because fuck this.
Sater has a long history of legal problems, is allegedly cooperating with law enforcement.
Right.
According to the sources over there at Spectator. Sater may have already flipped.
Right.
For several weeks, there have been rumors that Sater is ready to rat, agreeing to help Mueller. Quote, he has told family and friends he knows he and POTUS are going to prison.
Oh, shit. Man. I don't know.
Sater told New York Magazine earlier this month, they think this might be a hint that he might be cooperating, because he told New York Magazine, in about the next 30 to 35 days, I'll be the most colorful character you've ever talked about.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, I can't talk about it now before it happens. And believe me, it ain't anything as small as whether or not they're going to call me to some Senate committee.
Oh, damn. He's got something.
And
oh,
that was
man.
Earlier this month. He said 30 to 35 days. So keep your eyes on Felix Sater.
Watch this space for more news about that shit. God, that's crazy, dude. That is fucked up.
So that guy is saying him and Trump. And Trump are going to be going to jail.
You know, if something like that is about to break, that sort of makes all this other chaos kind of makes sense. Like his weird ass, you know, statement about Charlottesville, you know.
I mean, is he trying to rile up literally his base to the point of, if he is indicted on something, he wants them to violently overthrow the country so that he can stay in charge? I mean, that's all I can think of. What does he think that he's going to accomplish by this?
Every time we've underestimated this fucking guy, you know, why would we not think that? Why would we not think that if he's got a senior strategist in the White House whose goal is to create chaos, to burn this country to the ground? And now it seems like, I don't know. It seems like he's doing that.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean,
and Bannon is all for burning the country to the ground.
And when your president comes on and says, listen, there's an equal side to the neo-Nazis, that they could have a point. That's going to make our country unstable. That's going to cause chaos. That's going to outrage people.
Yeah.
That's going to make people like maybe the Antifa become violent. Right. I mean, I don't know.
Well, yeah. And the stories we did about these liberal militias that are popping up now.
Yeah. That's
like, you know, the Iraq war, Iran, Afghanistan war, those guys who aren't on the police force now, who haven't been radicalized, turned into police jackboots. But there's some liberals out there who are armed.
You know, because everybody's in it right now. I mean, we're like hard focused in on like all this shit that's going crazy, like taking down these Civil War memorials or monuments or what the fuck ever, and the shit in Charlottesville. I mean, if you take a step back and look at the big picture, like what is happening? Are we in the middle of a fucking coup?
I don't know. I mean, you would say a coup from the minority, but the Nazis were the minority in Germany.
I don't know.
It's
fucked up.
Kind of speaking of.
Yes.
Alabama.
Hey, boy.
Republican voters have chosen.
Yes.
Poor Mo Brooks.
No.
Is out. And neither Luther Strange, currently acting senator.
Yes.
Nor Justice Roy Moore. Got enough votes to outright win. But now there's going to be a runoff election between Moore and Strange.
Holy shit.
Moore. Strange was unexpectedly endorsed by Schittler himself.
Oh, wow.
The National Rifle Association and Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell's super PAC spent $2.5 million on TV ads to help Luther Strange.
Why does Mitch McConnell care what Republican wins Alabama? It's a Republican in Alabama. Aren't they all kind of the same sort of dickhead, you know?
Well, they were. Roy Moore and Luther Strange were trying to out Trump suck Moore because Alabama, has like an 80% approval rating of Trump still.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah,
fake news.
Man.
You're fake news.
Look,
Alabama.
Look in that direction right now.
I'm looking. God damn, guys. I don't know. That state needs to take more drugs then. God.
Moore got about 39.something% of the vote.
Dang.
Was in first place.
This is among Republicans, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Luther Strange was second, 32% ish. And poor Mo Brooks got about 20%.
I have a dumb question. We're talking about the primary for a Senate seat in Alabama. Is that right?
Yes. Well, yes.
So now
there is a Democrat.
Yes.
There was also a Democrat. The Democrats had a runoff yesterday.
Why aren't we hearing about that at all?
Well, they've not won a Senate race in Alabama since 1992.
Are you kidding me?
They nominated U.S. Attorney Doug Jones. He won that. So it'll be Jones against either Roy Moore or Luther Strange. But it was kind of a little bit of a tiny cock slap at Trump.
Yes.
Because Trump was tweeting, go vote for Luther Strange. He's the one I want. Go vote for him. And things didn't appear to go all that.
Right.
All Schittler's way.
It didn't put him over the top. 25 years then. So it's been 25 years since Bama has had a Democratic senator.
Yes.
Whew. Okay. Well, hey. Hey, are we optimistic on any level that whoever wins, that a Democrat will win this ultimately? What are you predicting? Come on. Come on.
No fucking way.
Is that being optimistic?
It's Alabama.
I know. I know lots of libs there, though. I know lots of hippies. I mean, I can think of 1, 2, 3.
Here's all you have to hear.
4, 5.
Yeah, but you hang out with.
6
artists and comedians.
7, 8, 9, 10. I can think of 10 Democrats in Alabama right now.
Who elected? Yeah,
is that all of them?
Them and maybe a couple of their friends voted in Doug Jones.
You guys go out and vote.
This is from the Washington Post. As Strange arrived at a crowded Republican victory event, there was little worry. In the hotel ballroom, at least, that the president's stumbling responses to Charlottesville would be a problem in the runoff. Conservatives, they said, would continue to back Trump.
Oh, shit.
Over his critics. George Williams, who is a member of the... Oh, is he black? A member of the RNC's National African American Advisory Council.
Okay.
He said it well. Both sides are to blame. It was a bunch of radicals that set things off. In Washington for the inauguration, and you should have seen the destruction they caused. It was out of control. What is he talking about?
What the fuck?
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Right. They caused. We're talking about white mother. What am I doing? White supremacists marching down the street with torches. They did it.
Strange,
fuck you.
Considered it a victory. He said, let me thank the president of the United States, Donald Trump. He loves the people of Alabama. He knows that I'm the person in this race who's going to help make this country great again.
Ugh, suck a dick. Dude, what the
Democrats
fuck?
Are keeping every appendage crossed, hoping that Roy Moore wins because
what?
They think that's their best chance
to beat.
To possibly win because he's such a taint. He's been suspended from the Supreme Court twice.
But, I mean, listen.
And that he might, more Democratic donors might put money into it just because they hate Roy Moore so much. So they're hoping
okay.
that maybe.
He's a lightning rod.
Yes.
But more money to do what? To buy
to help lose
no.
in Alabama.
Here's how you win in Alabama. You know, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you know that show we watch?
Yes, a great show.
Wonderful show. You know how they make copies of people?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, God damn it. I'm just, I hate that. People probably, I'm sorry. We got to clone these voters. If you're a Democrat in Alabama, I'm going to need you to report to a cloning station. Now! We got to beat these Republican fuck faces.
Some of the reporters of Strange said they were hesitant to talk about Trump's comments. They were sure, however, the Democrats are fooling themselves if they're thinking they could make the race competitive against anybody. One Republican said the Democratic Party is dead in Alabama.
Well, I mean, listen, it's dead probably because there's a bunch of fucking racist dickheads in there. And like, what are you supposed to do? Crawl in people's skull, reprogram your fucking dickhead racist lizard brain. What do you want?
Some conservative news site dude said, Alabama, this is the most Trump-friendly state there is.
Blah, blah.
The Trumpers are fine with what he says.
What?
And they'll keep on being fine with it.
They're fine with it. They're fine. By the way, don't worry about it. The people in Alabama, they're fine. My God.
Brooks, at one of his final stops in the final hours of campaigning, stopped at a sporting goods store.
Yes.
In his own district.
Right.
Called Strange dishonest and unethical.
Yes.
In this neck of the woods, Luther Strange is getting living daylight stomped out of him, Brooks said. We're going to beat Luther Strange here 2-1 or 3-1.
Right.
Well, I don't know if that actually worked.
Hey, Luther Strange, hold on a second. That's a bad guy from Daredevil. That's the bad guy in Daredevil, Luther Strange. He was Daredevil's nemesis, played by that guy who was on Law & Order and then kind of got really huge and shaved his head and is that amazing actor. That's who played Luther Strange, right?
I don't know.
It's the same name.
They ran spots against Brooks. And his opponents ran spots against him using his own quotes criticizing Trump against him.
Wow. Using his own quotes.
Yeah.
God.
And Brooks came in third. But Trump's endorsement, his very vociferous endorsement, did not seem to vault Luther Strange into the first place against Roy Moore.
God, it's like... Well, you know what's terrifying about that? The Democrats want Roy Moore to win, but Roy Moore is going to beat that liberal. He is. Because like just like they're saying he's a lightning rod for fundraising, he's liberal. Also a lightning rod for freakos. Because they're
calling him a liberal might be a stretch. This is a Democrat in Alabama.
Oh, damn it. What are you
so
doing?
So calling, who knows? He
what's
may
your,
be
What's
a
your
little...
job? Just to stamp out hope?
Well, look at... Joe Manchin.
Oh, God, that guy's garbage.
West Virginia.
By the way, there's a character, we just watched the movie, Doctor Strange. The guy that guy that can do all the bullshit with his brain or whatever. That's what I was thinking. I don't know. This Luther Strange is just that dickhead in Alabama. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, guys. Whatever. How depressing.
On election night, Roy Moore said, "This is a great victory."
Fuck you.
The attempt by the silk-stocking Washington elitists to control the vote of the people of Alabama has failed.
What kind of reference is that expression? The silk stocking elitist of Washington?
Well, and he's mad at Mitch the bitch because Mitch sunk a couple million dollars against him.
Mitch the bitch.
He said he's going to continue the fight against the Washington crowd led by Mitch McConnell, who attempted to buy the vote of the people of Alabama. We've worked this campaign with about a 16th of the money they've gotten out of Washington. God's hand is still on this country
campaign,
ugh, Roy
God.
Moore said.
Does Mitch the bitch walk around in silk stockings when he's at home, hanging out with his, he's got a wife, I can't imagine. Ugh.
Elaine Chao.
Oh, my God,
allegedly,
Elaine.
Mitch was livid.
Yes.
Over Elaine Chao kind of standing like a potted plant, smiling next to Trump as he delivered all of his... There's two sides to everything, and there were some bad left people there, too.
Listen, Mitch, give your wife a break. She has to have sex with you. I mean, dude, please, leave her alone. I mean, I don't know. What do you want from her?
The Democrat, Jones, is a former U.S. attorney who prosecuted two conspirators in a 1963 bombing of a black church.
Okay, well, that's good.
In Alabama.
God.
He went after people who bombed a black church.
Well, God.
Which is a selling point for everybody, except for all the people that voted for fucking Roy Moore in Alabama.
God, see, I think Roy Moore is a dangerous candidate. I think he's going to raise money. I think that.
I have no doubt he's going to win. Very little doubt that Roy Moore is going to be in the Senate.
But what if some great liberals go down there and they campaign for this Democrat? Like, what if Al Franken goes down there and shames everyone into voting, into changing their minds?
I mean, unless there's a massive upheaval, the Republican Party goes down and covered in Russian stale jizz.
Stale.
And stale. Yeah, and shady dealings and, you know, I don't see... the people of Alabama not voting for Roy Moore.
You think the guys that tend to the sperm bank, they walk down there sometimes like, guys, you left the fucking refrigerator door open. All this sperm, it's stale. It's stale. It's ruined. It's spoiled. That's a bad day.
Start jerking.
That's a bad day to work at the sperm bank. God.
So, the headline, one of the headlines says, crazy theocrat Roy Moore, one step closer to Jeff Sessions' Senate seat. So somebody worse than Jeff Sessions.
That's amazing. That's, think God. Of that. What goes on? Is Alabama like Mordor? You know how when you go to Mordor, there's all these places where orcs are being forged out of the ground. And you're like, and one, God, the thing about orcs is when you see one getting made, by God, the next one looks even worse. What the fuck are they doing over there? You know what we got to do? We got to send liberals to Alabama to go copulate with other Alabamans that are also liberal. And you guys got to start having these hillbilly babies, liberal hillbilly babies that vote correctly. I don't know what I'm saying. Well, what are we going to do?
Well, the mayor of Phoenix is asking Trump to postpone a Schittler rally.
Oh, God.
A Nuremberg rally that he's supposed to have next Tuesday.
Yes. Don't you think for the good of the country, Trump could say, you know what? Maybe these rallies of mine, they aren't the best thing for us right now. We got Nazis marching around with tiki torches.
That's kind of what he's saying. Maybe now is not the time.
Yeah, dickhead.
To fire up your Trumpanzee base.
But...
after that, Trump tweeted, I can't wait to see you everybody in Phoenix on Tuesday.
Oh, God. No matter how you feel about this guy, at the core, he's a dickhead. We have a dickhead.
The mayor asked for more sound judgment.
Right. Oh, yes, guys.
What makes you think that, Mayor Greg Stanton?
Yeah, I don't know.
He urged the president not to come, saying our nation is still healing from the tragic events in Charlottesville.
Yes.
President Trump is coming to Phoenix to announce a pardon. Now, this is the other thing.
Oh, no.
They think that he's going to, like, one of my best memories is when I was just a toddler.
Yes. Now, do you
seeing
mean...
Prince perform Purple Rain.
Oh, yes.
And
I can't imagine.
He used the iconic cleft-shaped white guitar that he used in the movie, Purple Rain.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the show, he leapt upon the speakers.
Yes.
And aimed at the audience, and white liquid shot out of the guitar.
I love it.
Something came out of it.
Yes.
It was amazing, spectacular.
It wasn't stale, was it?
And that's what Trump is going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently. Metaphorically, to the crowd in Phoenix when he announces that he is pardoning Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Now you
and he retweeted that shit. There was a story that was on Fox and Fiends. It was like, there's rumors. This is Steve Doocy. There's rumors that the president is going to pardon patriot Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Did he call him a patriot?
I'm
he probably thinks that, though.
I'm paraphrasing.
Dude, man, this is something. If you're going to pardon a dirtbag like Arpaio, wouldn't you do it in the middle of the night? Wouldn't you do it so the news, at the end of the news cycle, like on a Friday afternoon or something, so nobody, do you know what I mean? So it's kind of buried? Or fuck it! I'm not doubling down!
Yeah, not if you're throwing kerosene on the tiki torches.
Give it up for racist loon birther. Fucking birther. Joe motherfucking Arpaio.
Yeah.
We're pardoning him. That's going to cause, dude, that could cause civil unrest, right? That could cause rioting.
It was Fox and Friends on the 14th. Trump retweeted Fox News exclusive President Trump, quote, seriously considering a pardon for ex-sheriff Joe Arpaio. And Trump retweeted that story.
People are going to march because of that, Trump. You're going to cause some bullshit. Don't do it. Don't do it. There's no reason. I mean, it's going to, you know, his...
Congratulations to Roy Moore and Luther Strange for being the final two and heading into a September runoff in Alabama. Exciting race.
This could be your next American Idol.
He's like a ringleader.
He's like, he must think he's on a reality show.
A ringmaster, I meant. Yeah, not a ringleader. A ringleader.
Oh, yeah. No, ringleader's right. Ringmaster's right. This is all nuts. He sounds like he's on a two-bit shit reality fucking show. They're advancing to the next level. Who the fuck
is... Then he retweeted.
Yeah. What a dick.
Oh, he retweeted a story. Well, he retweeted a retweet from Fox News fan who tweeted, congrats, Jesse Waters.
For what?
Waters World topped Sunday night primetime cable shows.
Oh, my God.
With what Sunday night cable?
Yeah, but still.
1.6 million viewers dynamite. Ugh. Jesse Waters retweeted that, said, thanks for watching.
Fuck you.
And then Donald Trump retweeted Jesse Waters.
What in the fucking fuck? Jesse Waters is a bag of garbage.
Then he tweeted, wow, Senator Luther Strange picked up a lot of additional support since my endorsement.
Oh, my God, you lunatic.
Now in September runoff, strong on wall and crime.
I think if Alabama wanted to annex themselves, I would be fine with that. Go ahead. Go ahead. Have your own fucking country.
Then my favorite tweet yesterday was after the CEO of, was it IBM?
Yes.
Put out a statement saying, I've talked to the rest of the people on the strategy and policy forum, and we've decided that in light of everything that's going on, we should just disband the group.
Oh, yes.
Within moments of notifying Trump, Trump tweeted, rather than putting pressure on the business people of the Manufacturing Council and Strategy and Policy Forum, I am ending both. Thank you all. Which we read yesterday. Yeah, but now that we know about the timing.
So he lied.
Yes.
He lied. Big deal. Big fucking deal. He just told a story about how some general took a bunch of bullets dipped them in. How do you dip a bullet in pig's blood? Do you put the blood in a container, or do you just cut open the pig and shove the bullets in there? And then,
well, I assume
how
you
do
just
you do
have
it?
To dip the tip.
Oh, you don't.
Like
you don't,
you're in high school.
You don't.
And
you don't submerge the whole fucking thing in
just,
blood.
The whole part doesn't fly. You just have to submerge the tip, that the actual bullet part of
yes.
it.
Yes.
Not the casing.
God. What is
one
wrong?
Could get a pig's blood mister if you want to conserve your pig's blood.
I mean, is he speaking in hyperbole when he says that? Does he really want our troops to go dip their
without a doubt.
Their
without a doubt.
Bullets in pig's blood.
Without a doubt.
What's wrong with this guy?
Why can't we do that? Why can't we just tell him that we're dipping all of our stuff in pig's blood?
Even if we have a hardline conservative government like a Bush or a Bush senior or something, at least the world doesn't look at us and say, oh, okay, we don't have Mel Brooks' character from Spaceballs in charge of this fucking country.
12 hours ago, he tweeted, the public is learning even more so how dishonest the fake news is. They totally misrepresent what I say about hate, bigotry, etc. Shame. You fucking asshole. We watched what you said.
From on all sides.
We can read your tweets. How yes. are they misrepresenting?
Are you... Hey, Trump. A lot of people like you say, oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. You live under some delusion that you think you're deep. And like what you say has a lot of weight and meaning, and it doesn't. It's superficial, horseshit, garbage. I understand you. You're nuts.
Then he tweeted out, he took a shot at Senator Jeff Flake, who's
Ooh,
been
yes.
a Republican who's been pretty steadily condemning and,
yes.
and criticizing of Trump.
Wow. Congratulations, Jeff.
He tweeted, great to see that Dr. Kelly Ward is running against Flake Jeff Flake, who is weak, all caps, on borders, crime, and a non-factor in Senate. He's toxic.
Is he saying
this is one of his own?
Flake is flaky. Is he
Flake Jeff Flake?
Oh, okay, so he's making the easiest fucking joke you could possibly imagine.
Then, then he wanted to reassure us that he's working many meetings today in Bedminster.
So what?
With Secretary Linda M and small business job numbers are looking great.
Hey, dickhead, I'd rather you not meet. I'm not one of these people that bitches about you golfing. When you golf, I feel better. I'm like, hey, just hitting the ball around.
Then here, here is multi-tweet Festivus to protect the Confederate monuments.
Come on.
Sad to see the history and culture of our great country being ripped apart with the removal of our beautiful statues and monuments.
Damn.
You... Dot, 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 dot.
Is that how many dots for real? Like, how many?
Five periods.
You need three.
Next tweet, dot, dot, dot. So that's a total of eight.
Wow.
You can't change history, but you can learn from it. Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, who's next? Washington? Jefferson? So foolish! Exclamation point. Also, dot, dot, dot. Only three this time.
Oh, man.
You know what I forgot to see was what time.
Yeah, that's always interesting.
First one was 6:07 a.m.
Yes. God.
And which was 7 o'clock their time.
He just wakes up. Wakes up hateful. He wakes up a dickhead.
But he took a shit on Lindsay 2 hours earlier.
Yes.
So he was up at 5 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Eastern time. And the first thing he goes after is Lindsey Graham. He woke up hard for Lindsey.
Oh, shit. You're not the first, buddy.
Hope, look at this. Ooh, sorry.
I thought that was a tweet.
No.
I think he's filled around with that Hope. The new
that's
person.
One of the rumors going out there is that Hope is his guma.
What's her name? Hope.
Hope Hicks.
Hope Hicks.
I'm
and
not
he fooled around with Schindler.
That. I'm not. Diminishing her accomplishments whatsoever.
Of course not.
Although she's a 28-year-old who has now been elevated to communications director.
Ah,
with,
oh my God.
With only a couple of years of PR experience. And most of those, she went to work for a firm who
yes.
put her on the Trump account, working with Ivanka to help sell her shoes and shit and her purses.
Right.
You know, that's how they got to know Hope Hicks.
Well, Steve Miller is... 31, right? God
no,
damn.
Band, yeah, Steve Miller, right.
Steve Miller, the band. Steve
it's
Miller.
Been rough. Okay, so that was that. The first tweet
fuck you.
About the memorials was 607.
They're beautiful.
And it took him 8 minutes to compose part two.
Okay.
And tweet. You can't change history, but you can learn from it. Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, who's next? Washington Jefferson, so foolish. Also, ... And 6 minutes later.
Yes.
... The beauty that is being taken out of our cities. The beauty.
Imagine if you're black. Or imagine if you're anybody. And you got a soul or a conscience. I don't want to see these fucking memorials. Hey, in Germany, where's all the Hitler memorials? What about that shit?
The beauty that is being taken out of our cities, towns, and parks will be greatly missed and never able to be comparably replaced. Well, why could not we put up a more beautiful statue to, I don't know, Rosa Parks?
Right.
How about anybody?
Anybody! How about some authors? How about some artists? How about something like that? I mean, blow it the fuck up. Smash these fucking monuments to fucking hate, man.
And then his most recent two tweets are
fuck that.
The one that Lindsey Graham patted him on the head for. The United States condemns the terror attack. We love you. However, pulled the rug out on that one when he tweeted, study General Pershing.
Oh my God.
To see what he did to terrorists.
Study it harder. Study it a little harder, dick face, because I don't know.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's brutal. Oh my God.
It's exhausting, ladies and gentlemen. There may be a show tomorrow. They may not. 2 to 4 p.m. But there will be a show. It may be rerun. It may be a brand new sparkling show.
Yes.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, regardless, every weekday, 5 to 7 Eastern, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget to listen to all the other great stuff here on the network. And also on iTunes, Stitcher. Leave them good reviews. Leave us good reviews.
Thumbs us up. Tell your friends about our fucking show.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Follow his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We want you all to have a great evening, maybe weekend.
Right.
Have fun, everyone.
TTFN.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Right.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.